What is going on, guys? It is Will Peden bringing another podcast. It is May 21st, and it is about Generation Z.
Today, we're talking about technology and Generation Z opinions and its effects on our society. Today, we're going to talk about branding, identities, platforms, cause marketing, and a few questions about our society.
Our first question is, Gen Z is used to seeing branding everywhere. So what makes a great ad? So first for me, I think it has to be funny to be a great ad. It also has to be somewhat relatable to the person watching the ad. Aiden, what do you think?
I think it has to be like quick and to the point. Also, like, you have to like what you're seeing, and it has to just look appealing.
Tanya?
Well, I think it has to be relatable to the audience, and that it has to be pleasing. And the types of ads I like are short scenes, and they're funny. Lonnie?
I think a good ad has to have, like, funny. It has to be really funny. It has to get right to the point, be quick. Yeah, if it has that, it's probably a good ad. Teddy.
A good ad probably should be short, with short scenes, colors and lights, and should make you excited for something.
Our next question is, do memes help sell? So for those of you who don't know, definition of a meme is a humorous image, video, piece of text, etc. that is copied, often with slight variations, and spread rapidly by internet users. I think memes do help sell because, for example, the Tide Pod memes, it gained a lot of publicity for Tide Pods and their company, although looked bad for them. They probably got a lot of revenue. What do you think about that, Aiden? Do memes help sell?
Yes, I believe memes help sell. Thank you.
I actually do not believe memes sell. I think memes are very funny and make me laugh, but I've never seen a meme that has made me want to buy something. Lonnie, your stance on this?
I agree with Catania on this one. His answer made a lot of sense, and yeah.
I also do not think that memes help sell. I think they can help grow some popularity, but most of the times it's saying that the object is like a joke. What about you, Teddy?
I agree. I think that it usually makes a joke out of the product, but sometimes they can use funny references to make it better. So the next question we're going to ask is, do you use different tones across different platforms? This is pretty much asking whether or not you are different on different types of social media. So I would say, yes, I do use different tones on social media, because on Instagram, my tone is probably more not as outgoing, and then on Snapchat I talk to a lot of people, so it's more outgoing. And then on YouTube, it doesn't really matter for me because no one's really seeing anything I do on YouTube.
I don't think I use different tones across different platforms that much. Maybe a little bit, but I think generally I stay same tone and the same type of voice on different platforms. What do you think about that, Aiden?
For me, I generally stay with the same tone. I don't think I really change or anything.
For me, no. Snapchat, I don't like. I really just snap people. I don't really like text people. Instagram, same thing. I just go scroll through my timeline thing. So yeah, I don't feel like the tone of me switches.
I believe my tone does differ between different platforms. On Snapchat, like, I talk to my friends, so I'm a little different than like on Instagram, because I don't know everyone on Instagram, so like Yeah, and then on on Snapchat, I'm just like more myself. Peden?
I disagree. I just keep the same tone, and I just don't really change when I'm using other social media apps. I'm gonna swing this to Race McCool.
Our next question is, what is cause marketing? So cause marketing is a company's promotional campaign that has a dual purpose of increasing profitability while also bettering society. And question is, do you support it? I do support it because I think that it's good for companies to be, first of all, making their product better, and second of all, also helping society.
I also think that cause marketing is good because, for example, a company like Uber, they use their ads to improve their company, but they also prevent people from drinking and driving.
Yes, I do support cause marketing. I just feel like it's a win-win because it betters the company with their campaign, and it also betters society. Lonnie, what do you think?
Well, Katanya, I think the same exact thing.
All right. So our next question is, what are the top three platforms you use? The top three platforms I use to watch videos would probably be YouTube, Reddit, and Instagram. I feel like they're very good platforms where I can watch videos. Teddy, what do you think?
I would say Snapchat, YouTube, and Instagram because there's a lot of stories that are posted on Snapchat and Instagram, and Instagram also posts a lot of funny videos or sports videos and things that you like, so that's good. And then YouTube, you can search any video you want.
I think the top three are, for me, Twitter, Instagram, and definitely YouTube. So
my top three apps that I use would be YouTube, Instagram, and Snapchat.
All right, I think we can all agree that YouTube and Snapchat and Instagram are mainly what our generation watches videos on. All right, so looking back at this article, it got a good amount of things right, like including Gen Z is used to seeing branding everywhere, and they're not afraid to follow the money. But one thing that we had split opinions on was splitting identities across platforms, because some of us do and some of us don't. So this article did have a lot of good points, but it was cool to see what a person from Gen Z, their intake on it. So we're going to ask each of us, where do you think the future of technology will take us? Teddy, where do you think the future of technology will take us?
I think that it could either lead to a very... It could lead to a good world or a bad world, because if it gets too advanced, like things like AI could make things worse, but also like the communication of technology is really improving. So it could be either good or bad.
I think the future of technology, like, I think it would take us to like a point where there's driving, the cars that drive itself, or phones with holograms and stuff like that. So
I think we will start to see new things that we've never seen before that will completely like change our lives.
I think the next generation will continue to advance in technology, and their world will be in a totally different environment as ours.
That is it for the video. I hope everybody had a fantastic time joining our podcast. We'll see you next time.